Hi everybody, and welcome to lesson number two on our course on digging yourself out of the hole that you're in. And today's lesson is around a nest. And I remember a counsellor once contacting me about one of his clients, and he said that he would like me to be part of their nest. And I'm like, what on earth are you talking about? And he explained that this person needed a variety of relationships that would add to their life and support their recovery. And he was their counsellor, but they also had quite specialist people like a psychiatrist and others that dealt with very, you know, professional type areas. But this person also needed friends. They needed a pastor that understood some of the dilemmas that they were facing, the struggles. They also needed a community, like a church community, where they could learn and grow and develop good, healthy relationships. And so he described it as being a nest. And I've actually got a nest here. And I got this actually in one of the gardens that I was working in. And it was way up in some vines. And I don't know what bird made it, and the chicks had already gone. But if you look at it, here it is. It's got lots and lots of twigs and grass and moss under it. See, it's got moss there. And must have started by put a bit of moss down there. And it's been absolutely intricately made by this bird. It is quite a work of art, divine art, I would also add. And I believe that we actually all need, and we actually all do actually have a nest that is around us, and that we are a part of other people's nests. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of asthma today. And this can be your family, of course. And often it's the people who you spend the absolute most time. So you've got to begin with family if you're living in a family situation. But it could also be your friends, your neighbours, a church group or a club that you might be involved in, a pastor, therapist, budgeting people, physiotherapists, nutrition guidance people, psychiatrists, writers, musicians, poets, people like myself that put out written content every week, people that actually have some sort of influence on you and you on them. They're the people that you rub shoulders with, and they might be teaching you life skills, how to cook an omelette, I don't know, but all sorts of people that you will rub up and come up against. And what you're finding is that your understanding of what is normal starts to change. And as you bump up and you start to say, iron sharpens iron, you find that your belief system about what the world is like starts to mold and change differently. And it's normal that this is the sort of thing that happens in life. One of the big learnings that I had when I first got into mental health work is the whole idea of social roles. And so this idea that, say a young man develops schizophrenia and his family, say poor Jimmy, he's got schizophrenia, we're just going to look after him. And so, but he never develops other areas of his life. And so he never develops the skill of cooking a basic meal. Now we're going to look after him, we're going to smother him. But in a healthy relationship, a healthy model is that, okay, you may have this particular illness and you still need to develop skills such as how to relate to each other, how to cook, how to clean. And those are normal activities that everybody needs to learn. But so often you get stuck because those things aren't taught. And one of the saddest moments I remember, it was a lady coming to me and she said, I'm a schizophrenic. And I just said, hold on. You may have schizophrenia, but you're also a wife, a friend, a person who loves reading, who loves crafts, who does this, that, and the other thing. Schizophrenia is only a part of your life. You have other aspects of your life that are wonderful, and you have gifts that you can share with others, and you have actually gifts in your understanding of schizophrenia that can help other people to understand what's going on and to help other people with schizophrenia. And it changed her whole life, because she suddenly realized that she has a nest, and that she's also a part of other people's nests, and she can help them. Again, another example, I'm an alcoholic. Okay, you may have an alcohol addiction, but you're also a father, a brother, a worker, a cook, a cleaner, a friend, all those different things. You see, we're all in a nest. We all have relationships. We all have influences, influence acting on us, and influence ways in which we influence others. You see, I'm not just a blogger or a writer or a course creator. I'm also a friend. I'm a father. I have a business. I have a garden. I'm an owner of dogs. I have all sorts of different things that are where I'm a nest, in my nest. And so often, there's other people behind the people that we know in our nest. So, like, for example, I have a GP, a doctor. When I go to him, he might say, okay, you need a blood test, Barry. And he'll write a note, and I'll go to get someone help from a person that he knows in his nest. But, and he also has nurses and receptionists and other people that are all part of his nest, and they influence me and my needs. And so digging yourself out of the hole requires an understanding that there are people around you that are your nest, okay, that are there to actually help you. It may not feel like that. It may feel like you're very isolated and alone, and it's just all up to you, and it's very dark. I want to assure you, you are not alone. You have people with you. You are in a nest of relationships. Now look, this isn't tidy, is it? It's kind of messy. It's kind of looks disorganized, looks kind of all over the place. But actually there is a structure to this. There's a design. There is a purpose that how this bird has made this nest. And it's messy goodness. There's different fibers, different strengths, and I believe actually this has been arranged with an ancient wisdom and precision. And we live in messy, different fibered nests. Different stories the people will have that are in your nest. And a good idea for you will be to say, well, who is in my nest? What makes up my nest? Who are the people? It could be family and friends, but it could also be people you don't actually even know on a personal basis. It could be people that are influencers on you. Like I have people that I read all the time, and they have become part of my support structure. Who do you rub shoulders with? List them. List out as many, many people as you can. And also that you are a fiber of somebody else's nest. You know, we all have a nest, and others are there, and they can do things that you may not be able to do. You know, and some people, they have skills, they have resources and wisdom that is on offer to you. And some have what I'd say legal powers to help you. They can push buttons and make things happen so that you get the help you need. And I'm thinking of support agencies that have access to funds and have access to help that you may not realize that's there. The important thing though is that I find is that as many of these fibers, they're all singing from the same sheet. same song sheet. So everybody's got the same purpose in supporting you. And you're going to find that far more in a professional arrangement. But often when I was a support worker, I would try to get with the family and say, hey, everybody, are we all singing from the same song sheet? You know, are we all focused on doing this particular support thing to help the person? Do we all understand what problem solving is? Do we all understand what the illness is all about? Can we all come to the same place, same understanding that this is what Joe here needs? Singing from the same song sheet, And look, every nest I have found, including my own, there will be people and fibres and things that we actually don't like, and they rub us up against the wrong way. And, you know, they're there. Every nest has them. And you have to begin to learn with, to live with them, and learn from the struggle that you find in living with them. They may not change, but they're there. And sometimes you want to kick them out of the nest. and sometimes you can, and sometimes you can't, but they're there, and they may be actually a thorn on the side, but a blessing to your overall development. You know, I keep going back to the book I've written called Broken to Build, which is all about Nehemiah and the rebuilding of Jerusalem's wall, and how that nest of a whole city came together to rebuild. And Paul talks about the church being much like that, like we are a body, and that we all have a part to play in supporting each other. You see, I will do what I can do to help you, and others will do what they can do to help you. That's all part of being in a nest. And it's so important to take advantage of what is available. Those friendships. And there is no shame in asking for help. Reach out. You can email me, barry@turningthepage.co.nz, and I might be able to help you. I don't know. But if you don't ask, you don't know, do you? You know, and we all need these people around us. Coaches, friends, supporters, writers, others who have been there and done that. Look, one of the most wonderful things that I did when I was pastoring was that I asked a number of people with mental illnesses to preach a little sermon, and I guided them and helped them. One of the most impacting sermons was by a lady who had schizophrenia, and she talked about her struggle with hearing voices. And I tell you, people just listened to her because she had walked the walk and she could talk the talk. And they suddenly realized that, oh, I could do that too. She had been there and done that. We need people who are like that. And I just want to sort of finish off with this quote by C.S. Lewis, where he says, a friendship arises out of mere companionship when two or more of the companions discover they have in common some interest or insight or even taste which the others do not share, and which, till that moment, each believed to be his own unique treasure or burden. I'm going to read that again. Friendship arises out of mere companionship. So, okay, companionship comes first, then friendship. When two or more companions discover that they have in common some insight or interest or even taste which the others do not share, and which, till that moment, each believed to be his own unique treasure or burden. He carries on. The typical expression of opening friendship would be something like, what? You too? I thought I was the only one. I love that. What? You too? I thought I was the only one. And, you know, that's that nest connection. He says, it is when two such persons discover one another, when weather with an immense difficulties and semi-articulate fumblings, or with what would seem to us amazing and elliptical speed, they share their vision. It is then that friendship is born. And instantly they stand together in an immense solitude. It's the nest. It's finding the nest. When you're digging out of that hole, you need others who say, "What? You too? I thought I was the only one." And if you are that alone that you don't realize that you're in a dark place, that there's no one else, then please, please listen, that you are in a nest, you have others around you that deeply care about you and want to help you. And please email me, barry@turningthepage.co.nz. Hey, thanks for watching this latest lesson, and we'll see you in the next.